Begin the current daf, Mesechtes Chulin, daf Chavav, begin the Melach, begin Tois Master, begin the Zigbara, Beshech Metz Machlaikis. The Machlaikis is when it ferments. That's where they disagree. But Shalayach Metz, yeah, Rabbi Yehuda would agree that it's not a pre. So therefore the Mishnah could be like Rabbi Yehuda. So Tois clarifies a lot of Beshech Metz, not necessarily that it already fermented, like Kibin Shetzoy for the Achmetz. It's just that as long as it's going to ferment, Avakab Tol Hechmetz, even though it didn't ferment yet, Kedah Mesamach, the Gemara says shortly, that's enough that it's destined to ferment. Now, moreover, it says Tesis, Ubavadai, most definitely, in other words, that this Rebuda holds that it's chayv maisa like wine, it's not potter, Bavadai, Yain Chosh Lebuhuda, that it's considered as wine according to Rebuda, because of maisa, that from the fact that you could purchase it with maisa money, with maisa sheni funds, Bavaliyash by Gimel Lugan Mayim. Mavad Hayayim, and even if the Temen has three lugan of water besides the wine, which that's already generally an amount that could disqualify mikvah, in the place of mikvah, that's not going to disqualify mikvah. Just like we consider the water as fruit, that you could use it all for the purchase with maizer funds, so to regard the mikvah, it's considered as a pre, but it's not going to disqualify. And the Elam don't say no. Hadin nekachan this that you can purchase with ma'aser fund mishum dabik kan kan. It's just it's no less than the jug. Shenika chagavayin that once you're purchasing wine, you can purchase the jug with it. So here also maybe no, the water is really water. You just it's since it's mixed with the wine, so therefore you can purchase it, you can use it. But it really will disqualify a mikvah. Loy dummy. No, it's not true because the idea kan kan mishum ayayin through the jug the wine is protected. So therefore you could say once you spend it, you could spend it with the jug. But the water in the temet in the kachan that you would not be able to purchase il mishum dechashav kiyayin, rather obviously because it's considered as wine. And the reason is levishav b'mtam k'mo yayin mazik because it tastes like diluted wine, and therefore it would not disqualify mikvah. And it says there's more vila madatani, and even according to the one who has the girsa in the mishnah that the gemara is going to bring chasakurtav bereishav b'mishnah demaisa b'samach that we bring shortly. The problem is wait a second hashalish lugin shalmayim pasulei. But what do you mean? So why isn't it disqualified? I mean, according to the one that there's two different gesayis there in the Gemara that regarding it falls into the mikvah, there's a deek to make over here. That the deek is it sounds like that. Oh, it's not going to be disqualified because of chasa kurta. But hashal shlugin shemayim pasul. It sounds like if it was three lugin water, it would be disqualified, even though it has wine inside of it. Like dummy, that's not comparable. The awesome like a time of the chamer because there it doesn't have the taste of the wine. El chazus levat only has the appearance of the wine, as the case there is illustrated. And b'lei chashin mechazus, we're not concerned for the coloring. Given the like a time it doesn't have a taste of wine, so then it's literally bona fide three lugan of water. It's going to disqualify according to that girsa. Over here, here we have the taste. Here we have taste chamra mazgeker. It's called diluted wine, and therefore yes, it's considered as wine. It's not just the appearance of wine. Now, v'hechad l'hechmetz, where it doesn't ferment, choshal l'kavad imayim, obviously we consider it as definite water. And that, you know, the placeness of mikvah, for the fact that it disqualifies a mikvah, because the savik mayim shuvim l'mikvah kosher, because if there's only a doubt of drawing water, that actually would not disqualify the mikvah. So obviously we consider it as definite water in those cases. Next, says Master begins with the Gemara, Masnir Yehudi. Okay, and then you can say the Mishnah like Yehuda. Why can't you explain the machlekes b'shalai hechmetz that actually when it doesn't ferment, the Mishnah is like drabanan, that is, yes, when it doesn't ferment, that's when drabanan say it's like water, but when it ferments, then they would hold that it's like wine. No, b'shem da'afir b'yehuda ha'yi poitim b'lehechmetz, because even b'yehuda would exempt when it doesn't ferment, because it doesn't make sense. It didn't ferment yet, of course it will be like water. Therefore, he's explaining the Mishnah like b'yehuda when it does ferment. Next, says Mas, at the beginning of the words, Zigmarim, Dilma Ishav Kiav Machmetz. Maybe if he would leave it, it would ferment. So according to his halacha, so why are you saying? So Tais explains what the Gemara's question is. Lav, it's not Ain a Kocha Mekesa Meister Funds. We're not asking on. Oh, wait a second. Why are you saying you can't purchase with the Meister Funds? Well, maybe it's going to ferment and it's considered wine. No, because if it didn't, who logic would say the Ain a Kocha Mesavik? Out of doubt, you can't go ahead and purchase because you don't know. Might not be valid. El Apisal is a mikvah park. The question is on disqualifying the mikvah. The Mesavik ain't Lifsal. There, out of doubt, you should not disqualify at the time of the Sefer, like learned in the Brisa. Mikvah Shenicha Yerekon, if a mikvah that was left empty. Ubo Matzabal Kasher. And then you find it full, it's going to be kosher. Why? Because you don't know, maybe someone just filled it up with buckets, but that actually is kosher. Chemucha become Mishnayis, that's obvious for men Mishnayis and Taras and Kvois, that the Safik membership would be kosher, and therefore that's the question. If it's a Safik as it is, because actually most of them ferment, so then actually why would that disqualify the mikvah? Next says, Master begins the Gemara, Rava Amai says, Hamani, who is the Tana? Chabichim and Nuri. So that explains why the Mishnah is not difficult on Rav Nachman's teaching. Which Taisa points out that Rava Bolaim, Rav is coming to say, Shafila Shaimim in the Bukhais, Behechmit, meaning unlike the first Teretz in the Gemara that Rava said, there's someone, you left over, you see, didn't ferment, that's why, but if not, you're right, we would say it's going to work retroactively. No, Rav is coming to say that Shafila Shaimim in the Bukhais, Behechmit, Chashamayim, it's still considered water, cause much, Lehechmit, as long as it did not ferment, that lifts the mikvah, it's going to disqualify the mikvah, Kirbech Menuri. That he says, you have three lugan of water, minus a kortav, shadnafal techen kortav chalav, that falls in the kortav of milk, chashav kemayim, it's considered as water, what it means, not even three lugan, that it's going to be liftless and mikvah, it's going to disqualify the mikvah, even the time of a chazusamayah, because right now, the taste and the appearance is like water. Here also, time of a chazusamayah, here also, the appearance and the taste is like water, where it didn't ferment yet. Now, v'avagav delay dom ligamri, even though it's not really totally comparable, what Rav is trying to do, because the hasam over there, oisa chalav, that milk ain't shleibali is by tam chalav, is never going to end up having a taste of milk, because it's very little and it's bottled in the water. V'gam lo hayin nikach b'kez ha'maisa, and it would never be able to be purchased with maisa funds. Avalachab over here, so b'shi by tam yayin, it's going to have a taste of wine kishachmetz when it's going to ferment. And v'mayim atm nechshem yayim, and the water itself is going to be considered as wine, lis nikach b'kez ha'maisa to be purchased with maisa funds, like the mitzvah in Eben of Chazan and Beis B'Sheicher, the rabbi's temen b'sheyach, that includes the temen when it ferments. But says Tzitzim Mekomokam Medakta Grub, it's still Rub is analyzing. Like even that fellow Chalav Atzma Nechshav Kemayim, if the milk itself is considered like water, Lahash Mashir Shleisha Lugan to complete the measurement of three Lugan lifts less a mikvah to disqualify a mikvah, then who had in the Hacha have a place less a mikvah? So then he rose, it's going to disqualify the mikvah. Avgav the Sivil Achmas, even the ultimate that's going to ferment. Kim Nash, the Mir Tamim Chazuz Maya, because since ultimately right now the taste and appearance is water, we're going to qualify it as water. Next says Master, begin with the words of the Gemara, but Tamim Chazuz the High Mayinenu, and here though, the water, the taste and the flavor is like water, so then we're going to treat it like water. Which Taisa points out, he says, "Avabishle hisker b'yichem anuri el chazusa." Even though he only mentions the concept of the appearance, like he says, "Hakol el chachamara." So what's the Gemara saying that? Oh, as Rav is saying, so the here also we're going to go that it's mentioned the taste and the appearance. But kamakam tzorch shleibay tam yain. Yeah, but it also has to have that it doesn't have the taste of wine. That's a Rava. In his words, he mentions the concept of taste and appearance, because the Peshitta says it's obvious the yain lovin. If you have white wine, show you demo the mayim that look like water. Lo yipaisles a mikvah, that wouldn't disqualify the mikvah. Fill a mazik begim lugim mayim, even if it was diluted with three lugim of water. So it's obviously relevant also to the taste. Why himself doesn't he say also the element of taste that goes up the taste and the appearance? Laman the Goris Brish Makis, the one who has the gears in the beginning of Makis Dav Gimel Amid Beis over there in the Gemara of Talmud Aleph Chasa Kortiv, that if it's three logan minus kortiv, the mashba that the inference is hoyesh begimel logan, if we have three logan aboard, mikvah would disqualify the mikvah avagav the marein yain, even though the appearance is like wine. That's the time to come. Obar b'yichmanur lach gamal reisha, and b'yichmanur is coming to disagree us on the reisha of limit to say the ain't paisel. No, it's not going to disqualify. Kim chesh by marayim, because that's the appearance of wine. Ava b'yichish by tam mayim, even though it's a taste of water. So like according to that version, lekach lehiska taima elamara. That's why he doesn't mention taste only appearance, because that's actually the point he's trying to say. He's trying to say that no, it's not going to disqualify, because ultimately he has the appearance of wine. Even though it is water, and Laman the Loigor is Bereishah Chasa Kortav, according to one who does not have the gears of minus a Kortav, so actually that means the Tanna Kama holds that even with three Logan, it's not going to disqualify. So the Hashul Lekomer Rabbi Yechmanuri El Seifa, so that means he's only going on the Seifa because this that he's coming to, he's not disagreeing with him on the Reisha. So Nokan Mara. So why is he only picking Mara? You can't say like we just said before for the Chiddush of the Reisha. Lemayman, that's to say the following purpose. He's trying to say the bein b'reisha, bein b'sefer. He's trying to say just like the reisha, the way Rashi says, and the sefer hilchah chamari go after the appearance. Claim, in other words, ki heichad the moed delay b'reisha. Just like you agree in the reisha, does lina chamari that you go after the appearance. Oitli nam b'sefer agree to me also in the sefer does lina b'sa time chamari that go after the taste and the appearance. Mean to say that appearance is also the relevant thing that in the case of the Seifa, that when you have the court of Chalav, and it appears like water, you say it's not possible. No, the appearance should be relevant. And it says, Master, begin the words of Gemara, plead Rabbi Elazar. And disagrees with Rabbi Elazar, because Rabbi Elazar says, no, HaKol Moed B'chul, he disagrees in how to qualify, not like Rabbi Nachman, in this Machlok Yehuda and the Chacham. Which Tosfos has to take a second look, but tell me and say, why? Am I pleading? Why are you saying that you disagree? I'll say, Shabbat, Rabbi Nachman. He could be like Rabbi Nachman. Doch, he can be saying like this. Even though Rabbi Yehuda holds it's Chayv Ma'isa when it ferments, so when it's going to ferment, Ma'idi agrees. But you cannot separate from a different Temed. Unless both ferment, because maybe one's going to ferment. Maybe the other one's not going to ferment. It's going to be Chayv apart, apart, al-Chim. Where do you see that's not like, yeah, it's like Rabbi Nachman. It says that regarding that it's even if it when he's saying because it's only Bisha Hechmetz that's the machlekes, and that's why you can't do from one or the other because you don't know if it fermented or not. And that's to say, something you can say is no. The reason why he says the pligi that they disagree is because the mashmaha haloshen that the wording of Rebbe Elazar sounds like the maidu that they agree, meaning bein Rabban bein Yehuda. Meaning, well, I mean, it's both. Shaful Rabban Amr Zahaloshan, that even Rabban say this wording, that is, Shema Frishan Labim Makam Acha, that you cannot separate it from somewhere else. Ilm Ken Hechmetz, only for ferments. Aval Hechmetz, but the inference is, but if it ferments, my Frishan, you could separate. Oh, but Venachman, the Mukhi Blaktai, but Hechmetz, but according to Venachman, says the Machlik is when it fermented, Savarban, Savarpad Rabban Aval Hechmetz, he holds in Rabban, well, it would be exempt even if it fermented. So obviously, Rabbi Lazu who holds that they would agree that you quit the Mafrish, obviously not like Rav Nachman. It says, "Must be in the words the Gemara Temed, actually Hechmetz. If it didn't ferment yet, Meshikah b'mayim v'tahar. So you could do this Hashaka that it could touch the waters of the mikveh and it's going to be pure because like it's like water. Meshechmetz imashik b'mayim. When it already fermented, you cannot do Hashaka in the water. So Tais asks of a Temed, if you're going to say to this, it's a second look. It says, wait, Rav Nachman, according to Rav Nachman, the Chashul Peiri, he considers it as." As wine, Bishop Sefer Lachmetz, when it's going to ferment, Avagav Tel Hechmetz, even though it did not ferment yet. So come on, so who's this halacha like? This price is Loik Rabbi Yehuda, but Loik Rabban. Because neither one would hold that it depends on if it ferments. According to Chometz, never. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it always is. Because what you could say is that Achal Hechmetz Tahacha, when we say over here that it didn't ferment yet, it means Ein Soifel Hechmetz. It means it's not going to ferment. Meaning, because Shashayim and the Bekais, Bloy Hechmetz. Because they left open the cup and they saw it didn't ferment. Like we explained before, Ad Shaloy Hechmetz the Mastid, when the Mishnah says until it didn't ferment, means it's not going to ferment. So that's, then of course, Rabbi Yehuda would agree that then it's like water and you could do Hashaka.